39. Triple Team traffic begins with Ricky Meese.
We are not clear of delays, but that heavy delay is starting to ease just a bit and traffic thinning out slightly. So you're still under the freeway limit as you're going southbound I-15, but we're on the cusp of turning, we should say. And that's going to be from 2100 south now all the way down to about 106 south and Sandy, northbound I-15 heavy and a little slow, 90th to Midvale at 7200 south. Michelle?
Heavy and slow is still the order of the day up in the Park City area around those ski resorts. Traffic is backed up on Highway 224 around there. There's also a crash on State Road 92, on State Road 224 at Ute Boulevard in Park City, and it's off to the right shoulder part of what is causing those delays. We also have a new crash that I'm seeing on the cameras. It looks like it's right in the middle of an intersection on State Road 92 in the Highland Alpine area. It's right where South Canyon Crest Road and North 4800 West meet. It looks like it's causing some pretty good delays in that area. But looking to I-15 in Utah County, I'm seeing really no delays either direction. Mark?
Spotty delays. South Salt Lake up to the North Interchange. Davis County commute continues to be pretty good until you reach Hillfield Road. Then you're going to be sluggish in spots heading up to Hillfield Road. Jazz have beaten the Lakers twice, and they'll look for a win again tonight in L.A. Tune in to Root Sports at 8 to catch all the action. Jazz versus Lakers tonight at 8. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
So listening to you guys, it kind of feels like it's a regular rush hour out there and everybody's on the roads. What do you think?
Kind of feeling like it. A little worse than yesterday. We're getting back to normal. I was worried about the ice.
Ice has not been a factor
tonight. It really hasn't.
Okay. That's good news. Hopefully tomorrow morning, same story.